This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Hundreds of millions of dollars are flowing into and out of this year's political races, presidential on down. Most of that money is going toward your typical campaign line items, ads, get out the vote efforts, but a lot is going to lawyers, lots and lots of lawyers. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more from Washington.
Political parties, candidates, and outside groups are all spending on pre-election day legal fights, and for good reason.
There is enormous stakes about the future of the country and who would be president, who would be in the Senate, and the Senate have the Senate majority.
Carl Tobias teaches constitutional law at the University of Richmond.
And especially to be sure in the states that are the battlegrounds.
The Republican National Committee is spending at least $20 million for election-related legal challenges nationwide.
We're involved in 40 different litigations as we speak. It's quite a big challenge.
Liz Harrington is the spokesperson for the RNC. Most of those cases are about absentee or mail-in voting.
That ballots aren't received and counted days and weeks after Election Day, making sure that ballot harvesting bans remain in place.
The GOP has won some cases, but the Democrats have won some as well. Lucinda Gwynn is executive director of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee.
We are in more than two dozen lawsuits in House battleground states across the country, with a real highlight on Texas. We're in as many as five lawsuits in Texas alone.
Along with the National Party and Senate fundraisers, Democrats are spending $10 million just on litigation.
So spending over $10 million inside of one election cycle is unprecedented.
Also unprecedented, just how much litigation there is. But the same could have been said in 2016 and 2012, says Adav Nodi, chief of staff at the Campaign Legal Center, a nonpartisan group focused on expanding voter access.
It's gone up basically exponentially each cycle. So 2020 presidential election is unprecedented, but it's a continuation of this 20-year trend since 2000.
Which was the year of Bush versus Gore, litigation that went all the way to the Supreme Court and determined the outcome of a presidential election. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.